Hey everybody, Dave Hodges, your host of the Common Sense Show. And yeah, you hear it in the voice, but you know what? Evil doesn't take a time off. We don't take time off either. And we have a really important show for you here on the Common Sense Show. We're going to be interviewing a gentleman named Mike Dillon. He's an inventor, and he's inventing stuff that can prolong your life. And I'm not exaggerating when I say this. I remind of the Howard Beale, that classic movie Network won the Emmy Award in 1975, where he said, "The food's not fit to eat, the water's not fit to drink, and the air is not fit to breathe." Well, that's going to be the basis of what we talk to you about. We are coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios, and don't let the banks under the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 take your money, take your retirement. Let Noble Gold put it under your control. They can teach you how. All you got to do is go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, and leave your email, and I'll send you out a free information packet. They're the best people to deal with. I've been a customer. Not an advertiser, a customer for 7.5 years. Mike has a background of basically just saying there's depopulation going on. There are bad people doing bad things. He's identified the new death fog, of course, we've talked about the chemtrails, the drone spraying, the fluoride, the plastics, on and on and on and on. He's got a great website, airwaterhealing.com, and I really recommend that you go there. We'll talk to Mike about that a little later on with a couple of his inventions. Mike's first time guest on the Common Sense Show. Mike, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So glad we were able to get this rescheduled, and I hope you start feeling better, brother.
Yeah, it just the cycle. We'll get through it. Like I said, evil doesn't take time off, and we're in the trenches, and I know you are too. And I've done some background checking here beyond what was sent to me, and I got to tell you, I'm really impressed with what you're doing, and I think people really need to pay attention to this because we are under attack. Where would you like to start in our discussion about, what we're facing, what we're up against?
Well, I think the most important thing is for your viewers to understand that for a country that consumes, I'll just say the vast majority of all pharmaceutical products that are manufactured, when you start talking about allopathic and you start talking about us being the most heavily vaccinated on the planet Earth, you would think that if vaccines are safe and effective and the allopathic petroleum-based medicines that they're recommending at 90% of every doctor that you go to, they're not looking at natural remedies. They're not saying, hey, take some organic olive oil and slowly cook it with some oregano and start thinking about how you can start nebulizing colloidal silver that's 99.999% pure. You would think that US would be number one in life expectancy, right? Because we've got the best pharmacy, we've got the best food, we've got the best government. Why aren't we in the top 10? Why aren't we in the top 20? Why aren't we in the top 50?
Exactly.
We're about a decade away from not even being in the middle of the pack. It is so sad that we have become the sickest nation on earth. And I know that we are the greatest nation. I believe that. There is no place greater than America because it's the land of opportunity. But how much opportunity can we have if our bodies are slowly decaying because of the food that we're eating, the air that we're breathing, the water that we're drinking, and if we're poisoned? And again, it's all by design, right? Because when you and I are well fed, right, we don't go to a restaurant. You don't eat a big lunch and then say, hey, you know what? I'm ready to go out to a barbecue joint. When you're healthy and you're well, you don't walk into the hospital. So, I'm not the first person to, come up with the saying that, there's no money in a cure. There's only money in the treatment.
Yep.
We've got to keep people coming back. And if America doesn't start switching from the Band-Aid method, which is just masking a symptom, we are going to spiral and we are going to get into a place where disease will possibly be irreversible for the next generation.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I want to go back to the longevity aspect of it. The last time I read figures on this, Mike, was well into the COVID vaccine. So we're probably dealing with 2021. And I remember that we had slipped 3 years in life expectancy from 79 to 76. We were even a year below Cuba. Do you have any updated figures on that?
So I think 77 is the life expectancy now. And maybe it went up 6 months, but when you consider places like South Korea, Japan, and Sweden, those numbers are an additional decade. They're outliving us by 10 years. 10 years. And to me, that is very, very alarming.
You
An
know what's really,
entire
you know what's really
decade.
interesting, Mike, is I saw a commercial yesterday for organic dog food, and they were quoting stats from the 70s when Labradors lived to be 16, 17 years of age. Now they're living half of that. So it's not just affecting us, it's affecting our pets.
Yeah, because they were never meant to go out and have dry kibble and all of the corn and the ingredients. And, I'll never forget, I had done a podcast many, many years ago with a farmer. And one of the farmers had said, he's like, I remember my father had said that in like the 60s and 70s, they were giving a bunch of corn oil and seed oil to the cows to kind of fatten them up. And he's like, the cows were getting tumors and they were getting big sacks of pus. And he's like, we can't feed this to the cows anymore. They're gonna die. And all of a sudden we start seeing all of these ingredients being pumped into the human consumption, all of the canola oils and all of these things where it's kind of funny because, as somebody who grew up in the 80s and 90s, there was a show. Do you remember the show South Park?
Oh, yeah.
So there was an episode, and I don't know if they were doing it as like predictive programming or how people like to just always hide the truth, but like there was like this disease or this epidemic that was going through South Park, and they brought in all of the engineers that were trying to fix what was going on and why everybody was getting sick. And what they did was they had said the periodic table, right? The food chart. They go, we need to flip the chart. He goes, what do you mean flip the chart? He goes, flip the chart. Invert it, flip it upside down. He's like, we need to be consuming more beef and more tallow and more fats, saturated fats. He goes, we're sick because of all the corn, all of the grains, the beans, they're making us sick. And when they did it, like all of a sudden, like I think the graphic was like the life expectancies went back up, and it was just like, but now you have so many people that are coming out and saying, yeah, the carnivore diet will save lives. We need to stop eating all of these things that are sprayed with glyphosate and all of these oils. But I do think that everything is hanging right there in plain sight. And when you consider, and I know you and I are going to try to dive deep into what's happening with our air and what's going on with a lot of the projects that are out there. But it's also so important for people to understand that they can take control of their health with simple things like watching what they eat, watching what they drink, and doing a little bit of their own research. Because, the power that made the body can heal the body. That was a famous quote by D.D. Palmer, and one of the men that probably has me where I'm at in my life right now with my partner and my family and the respect that I have for chiropractic, because so many naturopaths, change people's lives. And we get spoon-fed this information that you've got to take allopathic medicine, you've got to go see a doctor, and then you've got to switch this. And when you look at how many hours most doctors have in nutrition, it's ridiculous.
It's
Like, I think
negligible.
it's like maybe 8 to 20 hours on average that they take. So when you go into a doctor and they're not questioning you about your diet, you're at the wrong doctor, brother.
Yeah, when I was, psychology is my background academically. And when I was training to be a therapist, one of the things that I learned when I took a wellness class is called health psychology. And it was kind of at the forefront of the movement at that time. Now it's well integrated into medicine, but we were teaching mind body techniques, diet, meditation, basically controlling your autonomic nervous system stress response. And people were making fun of us. And because if you couldn't cut it out, burn it out, or poison it, they didn't want it in the medical profession. And they told the psychologist, stay in your lane, don't come over here and do this. But you know what we found? And I did my dissertation on resilience. And one of the things that I found I found really compelling was the fact that high levels of stress were the best predictor of early death. of early morbidity. And so what
Wow.
would cause that? Okay, anxiety response. But we also found that people that died early had a lot of toxicity in their system. And this is kind of, I think, the genesis of where you're at now. And I discovered this 1993, I would say. And I discovered this in the early 90s. And I just said, my gosh, it's not just the stress that's killing people. It's also what's in their bodies. And this is such a toxic environment. And why has it taken 32 years for someone like you to come along and take the bull by the horns?
I think it's more about when God has timing. You know, everything in the universe is perfectly timed. And you know, I spent a lot of time talking with people like Dr. Edward Group, who's one of my personal heroes. You know, I mean, I definitely would never say an idol because I idolize nobody other than Jesus Christ, and I want to make that, you know, very, very true. I don't shy away from it. I put
We're
the cross.
decidedly Christian here. It's okay.
I put the cross in the water in my air water healing logo. But you know, some shows that I go on to, you know, people don't want to talk about it, and I say, you know what, I will boldly profess that healing comes from Jesus and Jesus alone. Okay, I just that I say. But I knew that if we believed that we could continue to do God's work, you know, I'll share briefly with you before I dig back into Dr. Group, who's also a born again believer. But you know, the most dangerous Bible verse in the entire world to the allopathic world was John 14:12, when Jesus said to his disciples, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, all of the works that I've done, you can do, and even greater works, because I have to return to be to the f to go to be with my Father." So if you think about, Jesus was basically saying, you saw me perform miracles? He goes, you can do that. If you've got me and you've got my Father, you come from the same blood that I come from. You guys were special. God created the universe, and it's the center of the universe. So when people try to talk about all this, you know, atmospheric, you know, generations of, I'm sorry, research going beyond our atmosphere, like when people realize that we are so special that God put Earth here, this is the center of the universe. He created this plane here for us, for human life to exist, for this purpose, you know, and when you start to talk with people like Dr. Group who understand, you know, boldly will look you in the eyes and say, there is only two causes of cancer, a toxic external environment and a toxic internal environment. So when people look at cancer like it's this disease, cancer is its way of trying to save your life. Cancer's telling you something's happening, something's changing. And even if you go and you say, you know what, I believe in allopathic medicine, I'm going to go do the chemotherapy and I'm going to go do the radiation. If you don't change what allowed for that cancer or that disease, that dis-ease, it's going to come back. It's not a matter of if, but when. You can go cut out anything you want, but if you don't change what was causing it, it's incredible when you can change the supplements, the air, the water that you're breathing. But more importantly, I think you, of all people, common sense says, and as a psychology major, you understand that it starts right here, brother, mentally. When you start to believe that you can heal.
Well, actually, I believe it starts in the soul, and
Correct.
that forms the baseline for all cognitive processes that lead to disease.
Okay, so soul, but spiritually, it's beyond the flesh.
Yes.
It's beyond the flesh. And there is time and time again where the Bible has literally told people, pray and fast, pray and fast. And like now all this incredible research is coming out about fasting, and now you've got all of the mainstream media saying fasting is dangerous. Don't stop eating. Don't fast. And I'm like,
Don't be
man.
healthy. Yeah, I know. I know. It's crazy. You know, I want to get into some of the particulars, the drones, the fog, and all that before. When you look at the food supply and what RFK Jr. is saying, and he's absolutely right, because a lot of us have been saying this for years. And when you look at the toxicity of the air and so forth, and now we have the EPA nominee saying the same things that I've been saying for 20 years. I have to look at intentionality when it's this pervasive and this common. Have you looked at intentionality before we get into the individual factors?
I mean, briefly, I've read about it, but I have not like dived deep into it.
Yeah, just because, you know, I started to look at this and I said, okay, why is it every aspect of our life is poisoned? And it's true, every aspect of our life is poisoned, from our minds to our bodies. And then I have to say, okay, well, for it to go on this long, the odds of this, and I have a research background in research and stat. I used to teach it at the university level. And you start looking at probabilities and you form this mental hypothesis and you just say, why is everything that we're consuming, for the most part, if it's in the system, is bad for you? Why did the death rate go up with COVID? What well, was the vaccines? And you can prove that very easily. What's behind this? Is this a satanic movement? Have you given that any consideration?
Well, 100%, 100%. It's Satan, and it's people that are masked and hidden behind corporations that want you to be sick by design. I mean, when you consider that there are people out there who want to raid Amish facilities and make them dump their raw milk, saying that they're poisoning people, but yet you can walk into any grocery store and get high fructose corn syrup and seed oils in big boxes, and they're going to sit here and tell you that canola oil is safe, and they're going to demonize organic avocado oil and butter, stuff that God created, single source ingredients. Absolutely. But I think where you're going with this is you go back to like the Roman times, right? Intentionality was this was done by design thousands of years ago. There were people that said there's going to become, a world where we're going to have to be in control of absolutely everything that they think. How scary is it when you look at the World Economic Forum, coming out and saying that, and by 2030, phones are going to be obsolete, that it's going to be, breathable smart dust, and that we're going to have implantable chips. You'll be able to close your eyes and be able to type a number, and you'll have a microphone and a plant going into your ear where you'll be connected to the world. And it's very scary because that's the world that they want. But that's not the world that we want. We don't want any part of it. And I think everything has to come with convenience, and if you look at how easy most of the generation is willing to buckle, I think COVID, and I know you'll agree with me, I think COVID was a dry run.
Yeah,
I think it was just a
absolutely.
dry run. And and of course, he denied it, but when Anthony Fauci had said, to an extent, if you make it hard for people to do things, they will buckle. They will give up their beliefs if you make it inconvenient for them, and I'm not quoting his exact words, but they had replayed it for him in court, and he's like, I never told people that they had to do this. He's like, you literally said that you'll fire people. They won't be able to go to work. They won't be able to go to a restaurant unless they get this vaccine. And what I'm praying really happened was instead of them having a mass hibernation, I believe they caused a mass awakening, and I don't know if you saw that clip, but I love that clip from Joe Rogan. When Joe Rogan had said, he's like, before COVID-19, he goes, I would have told you that I thought vaccines were safe and, that they were good. He goes, now after the pandemic, he goes, and everything that went on with the COVID vaccine, he goes, I don't even think we landed on the moon. And it just goes to show that there are people who are starting to pay attention to what they've been doing. The veil has been put over most people's eyes, and we are inherently sick by design. Go test your water, test your air, and come back to me and tell me that you think that this is a healthy country.
I couldn't agree with you more. And clearly, Trump understands that our RFK wouldn't be nominated. Clearly.
Oh, 100%, and I think that Trump of all people, is he's trying to work, and most people that want to go and scream, bad things about Trump and say that, oh, he's doing this, he's bringing in, this is a psyop, and he's not, he's bringing in questionable picks. I don't think people realize how broken our system is. That this man can't just go in day one and fix everything. You can't snap your finger, right? When God saw that the world was never going to be the way that he envisioned it to be, he literally had told Noah to start building an ark. He said, I am going to destroy everything. He goes, I'm just letting you know, it has gotten to a point where everything has to be stripped down. And it has to start over. It has to start over. And I think in God said that he would never flood the earth again. But I do think that what you're seeing happening right now in this day, I think that things have to be stripped down to the very basics again.
I agree. And we need to go to, well, the history of this is really simple, and I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir with you, but for the audience's sake, when the Rockefellers got control of the AMA and they began to write medical school curriculum, that was the beginning of the end for the American health.
You're referring to the General Education Board, right? When Rockefeller injected $100 million and said we're going to use seed oils and corn oils and allopathic petroleum based medicines, and we're going to demonize chiropractors and demonize holistic doctors, and the lady that's down the street from China who uses milk thistle and uses colloidal silver to get rid of bronchial infections, we're going to say that that's witchcraft.
Yes, exactly. And he did it, I think. I don't know if he was satanically trying to poison humanity. He did it, I know, for a profit, because if you're using petroleum-based products, well, that was his genre. So clearly he was making money off of it. But I think there's an element that's deeper. I mean, it's really clear to most people now who are in tune, we're in a spiritual war. And the people that are perpetrating this nonsense upon the public are flat evil, and they want to depopulate us. Let's take something. I want to ask you about your opinion on the fog. And by the way, I got sick after I was exposed to the fog. What do you know about the fog?
So there's over 1,200 patents on weather modification. And for people who say that weather modification doesn't exist, download an Excel sheet and just do the Control F and type in fog and look how many apparatus patents there are for fog. We know for a fact that it can be aerosolized as a weapon, it can be used as a blanket, it can be used as a means to aerosol vaccines if they wanted to. There's already mRNA technology. The smart dust is chips that have, just chat GPT, right? Just Google. Everything's out there now. Chat GPT, can be used to our advantage as well to be able to use AI to scout for all the information and comprehensively understand. I do want to be very, very clear that I do understand from a scientific standpoint that when there is a massive change in moisture, that there can be certain types of bacterias that are found naturally in fog, but I always go back and I look at the history books and I say, over the last 400 deep fogs that there were in San Francisco, how many people rushed to the emergency room the next day and had shortness of breath and couldn't breathe? So, like you saying, you were exposed to a fog and then you were hit with some type of bronchial infection or an upper respiratory issue. Me have gotten emails from hundreds of people across the country. I have a friend of mine who's in Pittsburgh, same thing that you went through. He said that when he went into the ER or the walk-in clinic to go in and try to get, he's not a homeopathic holistic guy like me, but he went in to go get a steroid or some type of antibiotic, and the lady's like, "Yeah, we've had 12 people in the last 24 hours come in with this shortness of breath, saying that they were outside and walking through this chemically smelling fog." They're like, "We don't know what it is." I think the other thing that's, I brought it up to Dr. Naomi Wolf, who I have great respect for. I brought it up to Dr. Naomi Wolf the other day. I said it could also be absolutely nothing other than them spraying to see how quickly they can cause an area to be blanketed out to where we can't see 100 feet above our heads. So what are they doing above? Is it Chinese weather balloons? Are they using drones to go out and then spray other stuff? And we're like, "Hey, you know what? People are seeing these drones. Imagine if we can blanket half of South Florida with this thick fog where you can't see 20 feet in front of yourself, and then, what they're doing above the sky where it's nice and bright, we don't see."
I'm getting the reports. I live in Arizona, and I'm getting the reports from farmers and ranchers that their crops are being sprayed by the drones. Are you
I would love
getting
if
anything like that?
I've seen the footage of the things that are spraying. Somebody had sent me a video footage yesterday, and my first instinct was I pray to God that this is a lithium ion battery malfunction. But somebody had sent me a video of a drone that was starting a fire out in California. Like there was like little embers that looked like they were coming out of the drone itself. And like right after the drone left that area, it was just massive amounts of fire. And I'm sitting here like now, knowing what LA is and knowing that environment was, hundreds of firefighters and people have said that there was going to be a massive issue. And for those reservoirs to be drained, for the mayor to conveniently be in another country, and for the water supplies to be turned off, the reservoirs to be emptied, insurance cancellations through the roof the months leading up to the fires. It's super sad, but it's predictable. And it's
It's
sad when you
collusion.
say that.
It's collusion. I did some original reporting on Lahaina, and it's almost identical. The circumstances, the reservoirs, the fire hydrants, the absent officials at critical times, blocking the exits in Lahaina, forcing people to jump over the seawall into the ocean to escape the flames, the missing children. We're going to get that in LA too. I promise you, we're going to see a lot of missing children. It's always the same genre, and it's the same players. Like when you look at the insurance investors and the bankers that you're bringing up here, the developers are going to make major, major bucks on wealth and property transfer. Their major asset manager is BlackRock. BlackRock was involved in every aspect of Lahaina. It's the same thing. I suspect, but I can't prove yet, that the directed energy weapons, like the one you described with the drone, emitting directed energy weapon rays, and I've seen the videos myself. I guarantee you, BlackRock's involved.
Yeah, well, just to be clear, no drone has the capability to do a direct energy weapon. That's going to come from an aircraft or from a submarine because of how powerful that magnet is. I think the drone that
Secondary
I was referring
transmission.
to,
It's one
yeah,
thing,
was
but secondary transmission is possible now, and I've heard
really.
this from people in the military. Yes, but it does take a special type of weaponry, and it's technology that's not readily available outside top levels of DARPA, gone to special forces type of activity in military, or here's the interesting thing, paramilitary groups, who I think is doing this.
So you're talking about short distant direct energy weapons, not drones that can shoot 60 miles or 80 miles. You're talking about like within a couple hundred meters, possibly.
Well, even closer. Eric West in Lahaina was an eyewitness and videotaped and then showed the after damage with low-flying drones emitting particle beam rays from no more than about 500 feet up. And they were actually targeting cars. And he showed the videos of this. And the cars were burned in some of their parts at twice the temperature of a wildfire. And it would have had to do that to melt some of the components of the cars. And he covered that thoroughly. And then he subsequently got fired from his real estate job, where the major asset manager was BlackRock.
That's just nuts. And I don't know if you've read about this, but did you see that like now they're proposing in the exclusive, Pacific Palisades, they want to change the zoning to where now they can do multi-apartment complexes. Like they want to the and it was proposed by none other than your favorite, the big boys that are out there, then you look at who filed the money to be able to rezone that, and now all of a sudden there's a huge fire, and instead of having 6,000, we could have 60,000 people living in the Palisades, and we're going to build these apartment complexes and condos where before there was no zoning. And
It's smart city stuff, Mike. LA is slated to be a complete smart city by 2028 in time for the Olympics. That's in writing from their city government. And I believe this is all related. But it's also a wealth transfer, too. It's the biggest wealth transfer in history, what's going on right now in LA. And we saw some of it in Lahaina. See, what happens is like these indigenous people in Lahaina would be on their land for 40, 50, 100 years, and they had mediocre income. But their property values were astronomical because of appreciated value on the real estate. Now, their coverage for their properties is about a quarter of what they need, so they can't hang on to their properties, which was the objective.
Yeah, that's super sad, especially when you start considering the generational families, and I'm not saying generational wealth, but great grandma who bought that piece of property in the Palisades for $18,000, 100 years ago, and now her house is burned down and she can't even afford her property insurance. The property taxes aren't going to continue to be down, and then they don't have the money to rebuild. Can you imagine if your fire, the fire insurance on your house was taken out and you're living on a $6,000, dollar a month allotment, and now you get a quote to rebuild the same house that you had 100 years ago, they're gonna want $4.5 million.
It's by design, and it's weather weapons. There's also on the ground arson too, is what I understand. And I'm getting this from people who live on the ground there, people that I know, people who do what I do, and some of them are eyewitnesses to what's going on. But the drones are the factor. I've seen the videos. And it's absolutely phenomenal, the technology we have. I'm trying to run down the patents on this, Mike, and I've not been successful. And I have a feeling they're cloaked. I think we're going to have a hard time getting hold of these patents from what I described. But I've had military people tell me that they wanted to use directed energy weapons in close quarter combat. And so the drone becomes the relay station for a prescribed amount of the energy weapon. In other words, how many decibels, what's the power and strength? They can't simulate the power of what you could get from a satellite in space, but they can do a portion of it. And this is what we saw in Lahaina, and this is what we're seeing now.
Now, have you heard any of the reporting? I know a lot of the videos were getting scrapped and they were getting shut down. There was one guy that I follow, and one of the guys that was on his channel. He's a big poker player, and he lives out in L.A. And like he had said to the firefighters, he goes, "The government's doing this on purpose." He goes, "This is by design." He goes, "My house is up there; it's about to burn down." I think it's Mickey something, but he's a big poker player, and one of the guys that was on his channels was screaming, saying anytime in Malibu that there's ever been wind or any type of fire, he goes, in the past, they immediately cut the power. He goes, "I was on my roof all night long fighting the fire, spraying my roof to keep the embers from burning." He goes, "And I looked to the left and the right," and he's like, "houses that were untouched by the fire." He goes, "I was seeing the smart meters explode, and they were catching the wood framed houses that the smart meters were igniting." And I'm just sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, like this whole lithium now igniting, and the fact that in the past, like you said, all by design, right? If they know that the winds are going, it's time to turn, they got to cut the power off. Why was the power on? The guy's like, why did they leave the power on when all these fires are happening?
They did the same thing in Lahaina. And do you know who the major asset manager for the Hawaiian Electric Company is? BlackRock. I mean, everywhere you turn, you don't get direct causality, but BlackRock has the finger in every aspect of every part of this in all locations, including what happened in North Carolina with the unusual weather events. Who is the major asset manager for the lithium company that wants the people off their land for the lithium? It's BlackRock.
Correct.
It just never ends. I want to turn to water for a second. I know water has to be a centerpiece of what you're looking at. Tell us how bad our water is, and is there anything we can do about it, along with chemtrails in the air and other general solutions? So let's go to the water first. What are your
So
major issues?
I think that, it's so powerful that RFK has brought so much light to what we've been screaming for 20 years about fluoride and fluoride being a waste product and it being a neurotoxin. But there are other things. You've got endocrine disruptors in there. You've got unbelievable amounts of pharmaceuticals that are inside of our water. When you consider that 50% of every woman between the age of 16 and 45 is on birth control. So all of these estrogen mimicking chemicals are being urinated into our water supply. And not only that, but we're flushing pharmaceuticals when they expire. We flush them down the drain. You've got microplastics, you've got forever chemicals, you've got BPAs, all of these things that are in our drinking water. They're also in our bathing water. And again, I want to make sure that this is very, very clear. Anything that you put on your skin will get absorbed into your blood. So, filter your water. Airwaterhealing.com, when you go to drinking water, we created the first ever affordable, non-military use atmospheric water generator. So, we actually have a product that you in Arizona, we're going to have a long talk about the product that you need, because we have another model that's different than our Florida, California. When your humidity is above 40%, we can produce anywhere from 1.5 to 3 gallons of water a day. With a machine that sits on the countertop, don't ever have to go buy plastic bottles again, cancel the Culligan man from coming, and it literally drinks, it makes drinking water out of the air that you're breathing. You combine that with our air purifier, and it's a game changer. But what's really incredible is that the amount of chlorine that has been put into our water supply to try to disinfect instead of using things like ozone or copper or, you're going to think that this is really disgusting. There was a guy who had come up with a patent to be able to put a 500-gallon type tank at your own house. And what you would do is you could other than the water that you drink. He came up with a patent to where you could recirculate your own water at your house, and there'd be a 500-gallon water tank, and you would literally the same water that you flushed and the what that you bathed in, it would recirculate, and it came out 99.999% pristine. And he was using photocatalytic oxidation UV with ozone and a copper some type of copper wiring, and the guy had all of these patents and was ready to go out and start selling at the developments. And somehow he mysteriously disappeared.
What?
But yeah, right? Isn't that just incredible? What? So
What
the
you're
water.
describing about taking stuff out of the air, I don't want to get too technical here, but I'm going to tell you where my mind goes, and I'm going to tell you where I think the government's going to go. Not under Trump, but if Trump loses control, I think we're talking about zero point energy. Do you know anything about the technology that does that?
We have a. I've got a quantum energy bed. I've got a quantum energy bed that we
You
have
just answered my question, yeah.
a quantum energy bed that does zero point. And again, a lot of Buddhist guys that are out there meditating for 16 hours a day, they can do true zero point within.
That's
They can do it
exactly
in
right, yeah.
they can do it in their own body. I can tell and listen, when people start to realize how important water is and why 70 trillion cells are compromised of water, I'll tell you a story. If you believe it, it's up to you. I met this gentleman, have spent many, many, many years studying his work. This guy wants to change the water supply in all of the world. And he shared with me the very first time that Moto, I think his name is Emoto, the guy that does the Japanese research on water, he had brought him to a conference, a water conference in Oklahoma, and he had brought him in and to share some of his philosophies, and he wanted to speak. And Emoto had to take something. I think something happened. It might have been an emergency, but he was there for weeks getting everything prepared for this water conference. The gentleman Ralph that I'm very close with, and Emoto had said to him, he goes, "I'm going to call you when I get back from when I get back to Japan." And he goes, I want you to do something for me. And he goes, "Okay, fantastic." "Call this number when you get done with the conference, and I don't care the time difference." He goes, I'll answer." He goes, "All right." He goes, "Where are you staying?" He goes, "Oh, I'm at the Sheraton over on this crossroad and this crossroad." He goes, "What floor are you on?" He goes, "I'm on the second floor." He goes, "All right." He goes, "What's on your nightstand?" He goes, "A Radio Shack clock, and a lamp, and a Bible." He goes, "Okay." He goes, "Do you have a coffee maker or any water there? Any water glasses?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "All right." He goes, "Do me a favor." He goes, "Go grab one of the glasses of water there and fill it up." He goes, "I want you to set it on the corner of your nightstand." He goes, "Is there a window in the room?" He goes, "Yeah." Because I want you to put the glass closest to the window, the edge of the table, right? Like I'm at my table right now. He wants it on a corner. He goes, "All right." He goes, "Give me a couple seconds." He goes, "All right." He goes, "There's about 13 facilities," he goes, "in the Oklahoma area that can do a special type of photography." And he goes, "I want you to take it there tomorrow morning and drop it off. And I want them to freeze some of the droplets." He goes, "And when they have the report," he goes, you call me back." And he goes, "What?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Go ahead and just go and do it." So he went to this place, does this energetic testing. They freeze the water and they could take a picture of it. And calls him back like either a day or 2 days later. And he goes, "All right." He goes, "I got the results." And Emoto goes, he goes, "The report came back in your water that there was peace and love." And he goes, "How the heck did you know?" He goes, "You could put a glass of water on the moon." He goes, "As long as you tell me where you put it." He goes, "I can set the intentions." He goes, "Because all of us are energetically entangled." He goes, "Spiritually connected." And to me, it made me start to question, if some of Jesus's miracles were by the water that was inside of us. Was he speaking to the water? Was he energetically using the power from God, from his Father? And if you think about how many of the miracles that Jesus did, the very first miracle he ever performed was turning water into wine. And to me, I just knew that water was going to be so important for what we do. And I think it's going to be a game changer once we really
Yeah.
clean our water.
Mike, let me give you a warning, and I hope the warning's outdated. Back in the late 90s, I was part of a group headed by ex-CIA best friend of mine, now passed, and ex-NSA, still alive. And we were working with technical people that were doing 0-point energy for energy transmission conversion. In other words, you didn't need wires. It was very Tesla-oriented. And Enron started showing interest in us, and we started to work with Ken Lay's people. And the government came in and told Ken Lay, we're going to seize everything under the 1951 Invention Protection Act or some such name. And he said, fine. He goes, I want this public in court. So what they did to get back at him is they implanted criminal activities on their computers. It was totally planted evidence. And that's what brought Enron down. And this is a big deal because Enron was fourth largest energy producing item in the world. Now, I wasn't a principal, but I saw every aspect of this. And what I'm telling you is true. And I hope it's not going to apply to the good work you're doing, because that Invention Act of 1951 is still active. And it basically says that they can do something to protect government or business. So it's not just government or national security. They can also do it for business feasibility with economics. And it's pretty interesting. And I hope that you're never going to face this. We made a big deal about this publicly. We went public, and I'm hoping we scared them off from ever trying this again. By the way, we don't believe Ken Lay ever committed suicide. We think he was allowed to make a deal and disappear because he knew too much and he had too many dead man switches. But back to what you're doing with the water. Have you perfected this technology that you're talking about?
I mean, it's so hard to talk about perfecting because when you look at like what just happened in California, right? And you start talking about dioxins, which are,
Sure.
a femtogram, which is a millionth of a gram, and you start talking about such very, very small particles. To completely clean the water, you have to start with first the source of the air that's coming in. So, we obviously recommend pairing the V3 whole home air purifier, which if you've ever done any research on photocatalytic oxidation, so the way that we designed our PCO cell was have a 254 nanometer UVX light that goes inside of a quad metallic titanium dioxide housing, and we're creating hydroxyls and superoxide ions or anions, so it's attaching to anything with a positive charge. So we can destroy particles that are 0.001 micron in size or larger. So if that technology is being used in a household, we're getting very, 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 very pure drinking water. And when I say pure, it is cleaner than anything you will get from any government municipality anywhere in the world. Now, what you want to do beyond that, if you want to take our water that's coming from our atmospheric water generator and then go and distill the water, that's another abundance of caution that you can do. But yes, we have perfected this from the ground up with in-house engineers, everything that we've done. And again, we don't have a patent on this because the same process, if somebody wanted to go out and buy a dehumidifier and then run it through a six-stage filter and then run it through a UV and then run it through a chiller and then pump it into their refrigerator, they can do exactly what I'm doing and then add a activated carbon charcoal or HEPA filter in front of the fan. We just made it to where it was all inclusive, one thing. So it's not like I've created anything new. What we did was we created something that was functional, aesthetically pleasing, because I don't know if you've ever been married or if you've ever had a woman in the house. Good luck trying to get a dehumidifier and a filter and a chiller and start putting that stuff all over the house when you've got family members coming over. Mama's going to say, no way. Go put that experiment down in the basement and it'll never get used. So what we did was we created something to where you could actually put it on your countertop and it looks pretty sleek and it's functional. But it's also great because I think if you haven't been paying attention, the water can get cut off.
I have a digression question just for a second. Does color of light matter in your process?
For the purification or
Yes.
for the
Well, for the transmutation of what you're changing it into.
yes and no. Yes and no.
Okay.
We do have a specific hue of a light that we use in our air filter. For the water machine, no. For the water machine
Okay.
there is none.
I want to talk to you privately about it because I don't want you to give away any state secrets here for yourself. But we found that when we in this community we were building with Enron, zero point energy conversion, the color of the light mattered to the process. And
Oh, yeah.
yeah, it was going to be in the San Luis Valley of Colorado. It worked better at higher elevations, we found. Do you find any of these kind of external environmental effects affect your process, or does it work at all levels?
It works at most all levels as long as we have a relative humidity. And with PCO, we've noticed PCO is probably the most advanced technology in the world for cleaning the air, especially inside of houses with off-gassing, because it can break down even formaldehyde into a harmless water vapor.
Has no one tried to buy you out with this? This is amazing.
No, because again, this is all open source technology. It's not patented anymore, but the big box stores that are out there, they want to continue to sell HEPA filters because they want the residual income. And for us, I'm bringing attention to helping humans become the most healthy versions of themselves. And I know for a fact that it is directly linked to the air that we breathe and the water that we drink. We breathe in 11,000 liters of air a day.
Is
If
it the
you're
same process, Mike? Is it you do the air and the water at the same time, or are they differential processes?
Very similar. They're very similar, but the air is more of a textbook from what God does. So UV irradiation broken down into photocatalytic oxidation, when you combine that with low-level ozone, and yes, I know there's 37 people in California that will still be tree-hugging hippies that'll say that ozone is toxic and it's going to absolutely kill you. Why does a Walmart and every major bottling company in the world use ozone to disinfect their water? And when lightning strikes, it creates ozone and it creates negative ions. You go out into the atmospheric conditions and in the deep Brazilian rainforest where they have the second most amount of lightning strikes anywhere in the world other than Tampa, Florida, and allergies and asthma don't exist. So people are like, oh,
Really?
high
Whoa,
levels
whoa,
of
whoa. I got to back up here for a second. And we're not going to make an overt claim because I don't want the FDA to come in and start hammering on you. But you're saying that in people that have asthma in the proximity of this process experience relief?
I've had thousands of customers say that their asthma symptoms have completely been changed, had been unbelievably, they've noticed difference. I'm not talking scientific. This is anecdotal. This is what people send to us. But
Okay.
there is research when you go down and you go deep into the Amazonian rainforest and you go look at tribes who've been living outside where there's high levels of ozone and they have very, very few cases of asthma or triggered asthma. So God doesn't make mistakes. If God uses lightning to cleanse the earth, when lightning strikes, it creates ozone and negative ions, and you start taking the same technology but in low levels. And again, I will be the first person to say that anything that you do in moderation, right? We can't live without water. If I drank 15 of these bad boys, I could die of water toxicity. I could flush the electrolytes right out of my kidneys and my liver. So, everything has to be done with moderation.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice, but this stuff is mind-boggling. I'll tell you where my mind goes to, and this is somewhat unrelated, but I think it comes from the same scientific well. It's becoming pretty well known right now. Even Biden slipped and said something about it the other day. If you have a blue roof, the directed energy weapons seem to leave that blue roof alone. And this is one of the reasons I asked you the color question. Do colors come into play here? And I'll tell you where my mind goes with this. I think this is multidimensional. When you're dealing with zero point energy, you're probably getting into the fifth dimension. I don't want to get too technical, but what you're talking about here is fantastic. And I can't believe you haven't had a billionaire show up and say, I like this. This is great. RFK Jr., same thing. I mean, I think people should be taking this and expanding it. But you've done this privately, right? You make this commercially available.
Correct. And for us, it's not about getting bought out because I saw what happens to a lot of the companies when they get bought out and they change things or they shelf products. For me, we're going to continue to manufacture and we don't patent anything. We make it open source and we want people to be able to do it. My next big project is going to be educating on people on things that they can do to be more and more, make things more and more affordable. Because obviously what we do is with research and development, and as we start to increase, we try to make things more affordable while making them higher quality.
If everybody could make their own water and purify their own air inside their home, you would be a major threat to the establishment. And I know because I've been on that side of it with Enron. Let's talk about how people can find out more and how they can explore the product line that you have available.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so airwaterhealing.com, just the word air, water followed by healing. We've got over 75 USDA organic non-GMO supplements. They're all in glass jars. And if they have any questions, go right on the website. They can email us. But our air purifiers and our water purifiers are right there. And, we're going to continue to manufacture top-tier products to help people. Because, I've always said since the very beginning of the Robert F. Kennedy campaign, I said no man will ever make America healthy again. It starts with mom and dad in the house. It starts with your own home. Make America's houses healthy again. Change the air that you're breathing. Change the water that you're drinking. And when people say, "Oh, it's so expensive," I'm like, go ahead, go run out to Starbucks and get your $8 drink, and then tell me that you can't afford $10 a month to purify the water in your home.
Do you think this has applicability at some point in time to food?
Oh my gosh. The food industry could be completely changed with photocatalytic oxidation and doing indoor grows. We could literally regenerate the soil. We could regenerate the water. We could grow the most organic food that you've ever seen in your life with photocatalytic oxidation. So just so we're being clear, PCO is the exact technology in the hypothetical man on Mars, Matt Damon, when he was there, he was able to grow potatoes on that planet because of PCO.
Amazing. It's so fascinating that I come out of one aspect to this and you're coming at it from another angle, but I have a fairly good understanding of where you're going with this. And the science is very consistent and well established. Is there any university research that you know of going on to look at your processes?
Well, and again, remember, we're not patented. We are building these air purifiers from the ground up.
Okay.
My manufacturer, Alan Johnston, his background is Raytheon Missile Defense and Hughes Aircraft. He ran 225 engineers in Washington, D.C. And like most of the quantum energy, technology from the beds, the vibroacoustic therapies, I'm trying to open up right now. And if we can get funded, it's going to be so incredible. We're trying to open up something called the Maha Center, and it's going to be the world's first completely free treatment for children with autism and people struggling with addiction. And I believe that quantum energy is the answer for helping with neurological issues. And again,
We're almost out of time, and I wanted to ask you, would you be willing to come back and talk about that last aspect?
oh, absolutely, 100%, 100%.
This is my good friend CJ, who brought us together, and she brings me great guests. But I got to tell you, I'm enthralled with what you're doing, and I just hope someone like an RFK Jr. will take a look at you and say, you need to be doing what this guy's doing. Because listen, I'm telling you, I understand a little bit of the science enough to know that what you're doing is incredible. And I will tell you, I think will help move your product line if you could get some controlled study going on, control group, experimental group, classic study. And if you got a guy on Raytheon that's working with you, he'll have people that can do that very easily.
Okay, yeah, fantastic. And again, we're very happy with where we're at now. But if we can help raise more attention to what we're doing outside of just doing the podcast, for me, it's just about helping improve people's quality
Sure.
of life.
I'll be in touch. This is fascinating. People, you've heard it here. Again, can you give out your website where people can look at your product line?
Yeah, it's just airwaterhealing.com. I'll move out of the way
Okay.
so you guys can see the backdrop there. If anybody's watching live, I don't know if you're on the radio as well, but it's
Yeah.
airwaterhealing.com.
I see the cross and the T. Good
Yeah.
Jesus. It's good Jesus stuff there. Mike, thank you so much for coming on. This was very enlightening. And terrific, terrific hour with my audience. And I'll tell you, we're going to get rave reviews on this. And I hope you get lots of traffic. And I'll be in touch with you because I want to follow up on some of the things you were talking about.
Absolutely. And I want to do one last thing for your viewers. We don't do this all the time, but I think that you being a Christ conscious guy, do you have a promo code that you've ever used with people before? Not like for like any affiliate purposes, but if I just wanted to be able to give a discount to your audience and
Just
allow
my
them to get
name.
free shipping.
We could
Okay,
go
so
slash Dave Hodges.
I'll just make it all one word, Dave Hodges, and I'll make that a discount code available on airwaterhealing.com, and it'll get them a percentage off and free shipping anywhere in the US.
Sounds great. Mike, thanks for coming on. Pleasure to have you.
God bless. Thank you so much.